Watch out next time, he then says, after a long moment, his voice gentler, his eyes sort of sliding hungrily all over my body as he takes a step back, grabs a cap from inside the car, slams the door, and locks it with a little beeping sound. I look at the scratch and tiny dent in it, realizing he's just spared me by not insisting we call the insurance company. I'm sorry, I say belatedly. He stares at me past his shoulder and clenches his jaw, comes back to tower over me, glaring. What's your name? Alana, I lie. It's close to Lana, but not exact. I'm too nervous. Alana, you crashed my car, he growls, shooting a pointed look towards his gorgeous cherry red Mustang. I'm sorry, I just got out of a 16-hour flight and it's been a never-ending day.